Former diplomat William Burns sailed through his confirmation hearing for directorship of the CIA, winning bipartisan praise. The former Secretary of State under George H.W. Bush, James Baker, introduced the nominee at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing.
Bill is quite simply one of the finest and most intelligent American diplomats that I had the pleasure of working with. His unique combination of experience, skills, and character make him an outstanding choice for directorship of the CIA.
Former President Donald Trump had a challenged relationship with the intelligence community, complaining, for example, of a so-called deep state that opposed his policies. Burns vowed to keep his work free of political influence.
I learned that good intelligence delivered with honesty and integrity is America's first line of defense. I learned that intelligence professionals have to tell policymakers what they need to hear, even if they don't want to hear it. And I learned that politics must stop where intelligence work begins.
Burns says his top priority is facing the challenges posed by China, but he does not plan to go it alone, but rather to also rely on diplomacy with other countries.
I think it's absolutely important to be quite clear-eyed about the long-term nature of that challenge from, you know, an adversarial China under Xi Jinping's leadership, and to help policymakers think through the various ways in which those threats can emerge, to look carefully at vulnerabilities, whether it's in supply chains or in other areas, and to always be mindful of the value for the United States of working closely with allies and partners in developing that intelligence, but also in developing and executing smart policy.
He also named Russia as another threat. Trump had a warm relationship with Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin, but Burns takes a different view.
You know, most of my white hair came from my service in Russia over the years, and in particular in dealing with Vladimir Putin's Russia. What I've learned is that it's always a mistake to underestimate Putin's Russia, that while Russia may be in many ways a declining power, it can be at least as disruptive under Putin's leadership as rising powers like China. And so we have to be quite cold-eyed in our view of how those threats can emerge.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein raised the issue of torture, such as the practice of waterboarding. Burns says we all learned hard lessons after 9/11. He says waterboarding is torture, and that's been settled under the law.
I am certainly committed to what the law provides right now and to ensuring that those enhanced interrogation methods are never again used by CIA. They certainly will not be under my leadership if I'm confirmed.
If confirmed, Burns would be the first career diplomat to head the CIA. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon praised Burns' experience while also noting his warm reception at the hearing.
Mr. Ambassador, at risk of this becoming a full-fledged bouquet-tossing contest, I want to just register a couple of areas that you've been involved in that are especially important to me. Your track record on human rights is, I think, a real attribute for this job, and of course your experience at the State Department. It is rare that we see people with that kind of background.
The tone of the hearing, with praise from both Democrats and Republicans, bodes well for his confirmation. It also helps that Burns has already held 5 Senate-confirmed positions under both Democratic and Republican administrations. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.